Chapter 6. Zeppelin. The streets of New York were crowded with people. They were all looking up at the sky, watching and waiting. They wanted to see the huge monster with silver skin float over the city. The date was May 6, 1937. The Zeppelin Hindenburg, the largest airship in the world, was in town. Zeppelins were named after Count Ferdinand von Zeppelin, the German nobleman who invented them. Each of these monsters of the sky was made from a massive gas bag filled with hydrogen. The gas bag was surrounded by a stiff metal frame. On the outside, Zeppelins were painted with aluminium to reflect the rays of the sun. This kept the airships cool and gave them their silvery color. Because Zeppelins had a stiff frame, they could be very large and could carry a great amount of weight. They had engines which drove propellers to push them through the air. They also had rudders like boats, which meant that they could be steered. The biggest of all the Zeppelins, the Hindenburg, was 245 meters long and 41 meters wide. It could lift 215 tons. On board, there was room for 50 passengers and a crew of 60. As they sailed among the clouds, the passengers enjoyed the luxury of a cruise ship. The first Zeppelin was tested in the year 1900. Within the space of 10 years, the Zeppelin Company was running one of the first air transport businesses in the world. Thousands of passengers were carried over huge distances. What's more, there were no accidents. This new form of transport seemed to be safe. With the outbreak of World War I in 1914, Zeppelins were used as bombers. Although some managed to drop bombs in London, they were soon easy targets for another new weapon, the airplane. After the war ended, airships in general enjoyed a short period of success. The first airship crossing of the Atlantic was made by a British airship, the R-34, in 1919. But then, in the 1920s, came a series of disasters. American, British, and French airships were destroyed in accidents. After these accidents, most countries stopped building airships. But not Germany. The Germans continued to build their Zeppelins. In 1929, the Graf Zeppelin flew around the world, and the Hindenburg made 10 return trips to the United States. And so it was that on a May evening in 1937, the greatest Zeppelin of them all was preparing to dock at Lakehurst in New Jersey. But then, something went terribly wrong. There was a sudden flash of fire, and the Hindenburg exploded. Of the 97 people on board, 35 were killed. Even today, more than 60 years later, experts are still not sure what caused the fire that destroyed the Hindenburg. Many theories have been proposed, but the exact cause remains a mystery. What we do know is that within the space of 60 seconds, on that May evening, the pride of Germany was destroyed, and so too was the era of the Zeppelin.